For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dan, we were just gushing about that overtime statement drive. I know things, it's new season, stuff doesn't always carry over, but identity looks like it did. How are you feeling? Good morning.
Morning. Yeah, good. It was, anytime you win in this league, man, it's a good win. And you'll take it. Ultimately, it wasn't the cleanest game. We did what we had to do. But to your point, just to know that you feel like you've improved in some areas. You are more talented. Players are more developed. But you always need to make sure you never lost your identity and that what we're about is always there. And I think that showed up in a big way. And that always is going to make me feel good.
What was a two-part question here? What was the one thing that you liked the most, that you did the best in that game against, and not you personally, but your team did the best against the Rams? And what was the one thing you look at and say, that's not championship football?
Well, I thought we, for the most part, I thought we ran the ball pretty well, man. We were pretty efficient. Mm-hmm. Up front. We were very efficient, as a matter of fact, in a run game. And I'm talking about first, second, third, and fourth down. So that was something that was one of the best we've had here in 4 years. And I thought on the defensive side, we shut down the run game. Now, they hit a couple of perimeter runs. They put a couple of wrinkles in there, but ultimately we took them out of what they wanted to do. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I think the downside, which, listen, I told the team, I told the coaches, we talked about it, just those two games before we played, the Thursday night game, the Friday night game. Every year, though, more teams more games are lost than they are won. And the amount of mistakes, and I'm not talking about technique, wrong foot here, missed with his hand. I'm talking about blatant, like, errors. Like, man, we're not targeted right. Wait, you're going there, I'm going here. The drop balls, the egregious ball security, just thing after thing after thing. And ultimately, we were not good enough there, and we have to clean it up. But yet, man, relative to the big picture, we were not as bad as you think we were. So that's encouraging.
What was your assessment of the passing game? Looked like some of those third downs out of sync. I don't know if it was the Rams or something that you guys need to clean up, but what was your read?
Well, listen, the passing game, it's a little bit, it's always going to be the last to come. It's the precision of your pass game is the hardest thing to really find a rhythm in, because everybody has to be on the same page, and that's from, obviously the timing of the quarterback, the receivers, the timing, the protection, holding up long enough. And so there's so many moving parts that are in that. It's the last thing that really comes. So, of course we wanted it to be better, but I'm also not that surprised that we were off on a little bit. And look, inevitably what happens, man, first game out, first real game, now everywhere, man, we're flying. You're excited. I'm about to go make some plays, and then all of a sudden, I'm short on a route, or I'm supposed to get my depth at 5 yards. I'm running across the field here, and man, I look up and I'm only 2 yards deep, and it affects everything. And then quarterback, he gets off on a couple of things, or progresses too fast, or. There's just these little things that go in, and one thing affects the other too. And we talk about it all the time. When you're expected to be somewhere or do what you're supposed to do, and then you don't, then in the back of your head you lose trust. There's just a little bit of that. Okay, well then maybe I need to help out a little bit more, and then the player next to you corrects his problem, well, you're trying to, like, help him, and then you screw yourself. And now all of a sudden you get in a bad way. So it's all those little things that come with, man, the excitement of a first game, cleaning some things up. And, look, we're going to be so much better next week collectively. But so should all teams. You know, Tampa will be better.
When you look at, because there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on a first-round pick, how would you evaluate the first performance by Terrion Arnold?
I liked his performance. I was encouraged by his performance. And because really, I didn't, I never felt like in that game at all, I'm like, man, I'm worried about Terrion. You know, I hope he holds up. You know, it's his first game. That never even crossed my mind. He was honestly the least of my concerns, which that's a good thing for a rookie. Mm-hmm. I thought he went over there and competed. I think obviously it's not too big for him. I think he is the same guy on every play, win or loss or whatever it is, which, I love the heck out of that. You talk about getting to the next play, just move on. He's all about that. So I thought it was a good outing for him. There's things he's got to clean up, and he will clean up, but he's only going to get better and better. So, yeah, I thought it was a positive outing for him first game out.
Coaching points on the PI calls, or you just don't want to take that aggressiveness out of him?
No, I mean, I'm not that concerned. I think there'll be a little bit of, all right, man, you can feel it now, ball in the air, so just trying to get your head around a little bit to find it and continue to do what you're doing, playing aggressively, and that'll take care of that. You know, if they feel like you're playing the ball a little bit more and you're covering the way you are, they probably aren't going to throw that. So, well, those will be some coaching points to it, but certainly I don't want to take away his aggressiveness, man. We play defense a certain way here, and we're going to be aggressive, but we'll just tweak some of his technique, that's all.
When you have an overtime like you do and you hand the ball to David Montgomery and you have so much success, hindsight's 20/20, everybody always says, well, why didn't they do that more in regulation? What goes into the decision of when to use Jahmyr Gibbs versus when to use David Montgomery?
Well, I think, you know, the first game out, you got them tagged, and there's things that you want to use for really both of them, and then on top of that, you want to make sure that you're trying to take care of both of them, being that it's the first game, and you want to spread that load a little bit, and so there'll be these, you know, specialty things for both of them, really, that are in and out, and then one of them will major in a series. And so, you know, we start the game that way, and, you know, we popped a couple of things there. You know, we had a couple of runs, but we never really broke anything big. They were efficient, and, you know, they were good, but it never really blew open the door during the game. Now, what hurts there is when you have as many three and outs as we did, it's one thing to not have success and have to punt, but the three and outs are a killer because now you can't get in a rhythm. You know, and so you're like, well, man, why don't you keep running the ball? Well, we never really could get to the next first down to do that. Well, why not get St. Brown the ball? Because we could never really get to a conversion. You know, we try, and you're a little bit short. And so that's the big thing is third down was the story of this game on offense. I mean, that was one of the first questions you asked. Third down's got to be better for us offensively. Once we convert, man, now we're cooking. We're on to the next sequence, and now you're putting it in the ball, putting the ball in the hands of your playmakers, and Goff's getting on fire. He gets in a rhythm. You continue to use the run game, and then you're on to the next one and on to the next one. And so that was really the story of the game offensively, is too many three and outs.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Looking on the defensive side, we're talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell. The pass rush, when they're down two tackles going in, they lose two guys in game. I think everybody wants to see big sack totals. How did you evaluate the job that you guys did up front getting to the quarterback?
You could put two high school tackles out there, and we weren't going to get to the quarterback as fast as he was throwing this ball. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that ball came out in a hurry. And it, you know, if you look at the game and when he held the ball at any time significantly, we were beating these tackles. So it wasn't about that. I mean, the sacks and everything else, man, I give Stafford credit, man. He played fast. He played efficient. You know, they adjusted pretty quickly to what type of game it was. And the good news is we made them one-dimensional for the most part. And they knew they couldn't hold it, and they had to get the ball out. And they did a good job over there, you know. But I think what we've got up front can be special. I really do. Hutch and Davenport on the perimeter, I think they complement each other very well. I think you can see the power and length and the ability they both have. But then when you're talking about up the middle now with Mack and Levi and, you know, we'll get Reeder back here. I mean, we can – you talk about pushing the pocket and creating chaos in there and destruction. We have that ability up front.
You mentioned DJ Reeder. Is that the expectation that he'll play this week?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How much, not only in terms of talent, but to be able to rotate those guys, keep them fresh, and so that when you get to the third and fourth quarter, you don't end up like the Rams did, where they just seem to be overwhelmed. How important is that depth as well as the performance that you expect to get from DJ Reeder?
Yeah, that'll be a big thing, too. You know, that's going to be important is, you know, how do you get the most production out of them, but yet don't wear them down to where those plays they are playing are – and those are high-level plays. Their gas tank is about as close to full as you can get. You know, that's the trick. I mean, look, we defensively played 78 plays. I mean, that's a lot of plays, and especially for the first game out. So, you know, you got to be able to rotate there to keep guys fresh. But the good news is we've got depth and. You know, we got some guys, multiple guys, that can help us in the run and in the pass game there up front, and we're going to use them.
Lions head coach Dan Campbell, we check in every week. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good talking to you guys.
It's 97.1.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.